们一起先来读几段圣经。
Let's read some scriptures first.
我们第一段是在约翰福音十二章二十五到二十六节。
The first one is in the book of John, chapter 12, verse 25 to 26.
翻到我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
爱惜自己生命的，就失丧生命。在这世上恨恶自己生命的，就要保守生命到永生。若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also.If anyone serves me, him, my father will honor.
好，第二段我们一起来读《创世纪》第一章二十六到二十七。《创世纪》第一章二十六到二十七。
Genesis, Book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26 to 27.
好，我们一起来读。神说：“我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人。”使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air."And over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
然后第三段我们再来读创世纪第十八章的十六到十九节。
And then chapter 18 of Genesis, verse 16 to 19.
十八章的等一下，对不起，应该是十八章的第二十二到二十三节。
Sorry, it should be
对不起，我的眼睛不大行，看不清楚。哦，对不起，对，就是十六到十九节。
Okay, that was right. Verse 16 to 19.
翻到十六到十九节。三人就从那里起行，向索多玛观看。亚伯拉罕与他们同行，要送他们一程。耶和华说：“我所要做的事，岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢？亚伯拉罕必要成为强大的国，地上的万国都必因他得福。我眷顾他，为要叫他吩咐他的众子和他的眷属遵行我的道，秉公行义。”使我所应许亚伯拉罕的话都成就了。
Then the men rose from there and looked towards Sodom, and Abraham went with them to send them on the way. And the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I'm doing? Since Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I have known him, in order that he may command his children and his household after him, that they keep the way of the Lord.To do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him.
好，最后一段圣经，我们一起来读《民数记》十二章的六到八节前半部分。
Now let's read the last scriptures in the book of Numbers, chapter 12, verse 16 to 8a.
十二章六到八节，《民数记》十二章。好，我们一起来读。耶和华说：“你们且听我的话。你们中间若有先知，我耶和华必在异象中向他显现，在梦中与他说话。我的仆人摩西不是这样，他是在我全家境中的。我要与他面对面说话，乃是明说，不用明语，并且他必见我的形象。”好，我们就读到这。
Then he said.Hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in the vision. I speak to him in a dream, not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. I speak with him face to face, even plainly, and not in dark sayings, and he sees the form of the Lord. Let's have another word of prayer. Lord, we thank you.
像我这样一个卑贱的如尘土般的人，你竟然高抬我们。
You exalted us, people like us, lowly and dirty like dirt.
你竟高抬我们成为你的爱子，来招我们进入你爱子的国里。
You exalted us to be in the kingdom of your Son.
你的恩慈和选召是没有后悔的。
Your mercy and your calling will never regret.
向着我们的心意是何等的纯全。
And your heart toward us so pure and complete.
你的计划是何等的巧妙。
And your plan is so amazing, wonderful.
求主来开我们的心，所叫我们看到你在我们身上的慈爱的手。
Lord, may you open our hearts so that we can see the amazing work you've done in us.
叫我们伏在你大能的手中，后来跟从你。
So that we can bow down before you and to follow you.
能够叫你的旨意在你的儿女们身上能够得以成全。
And your will can be fulfilled among your children.
我们感谢你，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
前段时间我教小朋友主日学。
So recently I was teaching Sunday school to the kids.
我们讨论到创世纪里面亚当和夏娃因着受蛇的引诱犯罪失败的那个故事。
So we talked about the story that Adam and Eve were tempted by the serpent and sinned and failed.
有一个小孩子问了一个非常好的问题。
There was a kid asking a very good question.
他问我，既然神知道亚当会吃分别善恶树上的果子而犯罪，那为什么神要把分别善恶树的栽在伊甸园里呢？
So now that the Lord has already known that man would eat the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and sin, why would God still put that tree in the garden?
这个问题如果孩子或者福音朋友问我们，我们应该怎么回答？
How would you respond to that question if your kids or gospel friends ask you?
我们有没有这样子的疑问？如果神不把分别善恶树放在那个伊甸园里面，那亚当岂不是就不会因着引诱而犯罪了吗？
Do we have that question too? That if God didn't plant that tree into the garden, would Adam still sin for that?
那人岂不是没有这么多的问题了吗？
Then we don't have those problems for the human being.
那我们要回答这个问题，我们首先要来思想神创造人的目的是什么。
To answer that question, we have to think about what is the purpose of God creating people.
那当然，这是一个非常大的题目，
也
超过我今天所要交通的题目。
Of course, this is a very big topic, far beyond what I'm going to share today.
我们只总结的来说。
Now, to sum it up,
从旧约以色列的历史，我们可以看到。
From the Israelites' history in the Old Testament, we can see.
神创造人是要得一批选民。
God created man to obtain a group of people.
那这一批选民可以遵从神的道，可以荣耀神的名。
Who can follow His will and glorify His name?
然后最终这一批选民要进入神的国。
And in the end, they will enter into the kingdom of God.
那到了新约，神的旨意就向我们发表出来。
Until the New Testament, His will be revealed and expressed to us.
我们就看见神创造人的永恒的旨意。
Now we see this eternal purpose of God creating man.
他创造人是要为了得着基督的心腹，就是教会。
To obtain the bride for Christ, which is the church.
为了这个目的，我们看见在创世纪一章二十六节里面。
So for that purpose, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26.
我们看见神创造的人。有一个特质是与神所创造的一切受造之物都不一样的。
So there is the one character of the man created by God is different from the other creations.
那就是神所创造的人是照着神的样子，是
是像神的。
That is, man was made in his image.
因为人必须有神主天的荣耀的形象，才能够充分的彰显基督的性情。
Because man has to have this heavenly and honorable image so that he can reveal the divine nature of Christ.
只有人能够充分地彰显基督的性情，才能够彼此的联合成为教会，预备整齐做基督的心腹。
Only men can, one man can fully express, manifest the divine nature of Christ. They can join and meet together to be the church and prepared as the bride for Christ.
那我们怎么知道人是照着神的形象所造的呢？
How do we know that man was made in according to his likeness?
那我们都知道，虽然人从外表来看，高矮胖瘦、面容肤色差异可以巨大。
We all know that although different people are tall or either tall, short, fat, thin, and have huge differences in their appearances.
但是人的DNA 的基本组成结构 是一样的。
But the basic structure of human DNA is the same.
因为人都是从一个始祖亚当夏娃那里来的，他们 是亚当夏娃的后代。
Because humans are all descendants of one ancestor, which is Adam and Eve.
而亚当是神的儿子。
And Adam is son of God.
所以人受造是照着神的形象。也可以是可以说是从这个身体的这个层面来说的。
You can say that it refers to the physical level when you say man was made in his image.
但是人受造是照着神的形象，不仅仅是指的身体的层面。
But man was made according to his likeness is not just the physical level.
而更深的、更加基本的那个层面是指的灵的层面。
And if you look at deeper and more essentially, it refers to the spiritual level.
因为神是灵，所以神所造的人要有神的形象，就必须要有神的灵在里面。
God is spirit. If the man was made in His image, he has to have the spirit of God within.
在哥林多前书二章十六节那里说到：“岂不知你们是神的殿？”神的灵住在你们里面吗？
So in the first Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16, do you not know what you are the temple of God and that the spirit of God dwells in you?
人与其他的一切受造之物的一个最本质、最根本的区别是在于人里面有神的灵。
The essential difference between man and all other creatures is that there is a place within man.The Spirit of God is within the man.
或者可以说，人的里面有一处空处，是为着神的灵来充满的。
In other words, there is a place within man that is filled by the Spirit of God.
而且只有灵，神的灵可以充满。
And can only be filled by the Spirit of God.
人可以想尽一切的别的办法，用金钱也好，声望也好，情欲也好，想要来充满这个空处。
People can think about all the ways to fill that place, either money or desires or the reputation.
但是没有办法充满，因为这个空处是为着神的灵来充满的。
But it cannot be done because this place can only be filled by the Spirit of God.
而且不仅如此。
Not only so.
若是神的灵在人的里面，却没有任何的功用，没有任何的发表，那这个灵是死的。
If the spirit is within man but is not functional and it cannot be expressed and manifested,
但如果死的灵，那人仍然没有神的形象，仍然不像神。
Then this spirit is dead, and then this dead spirit, is within the man. He does not have the likeness of God. It does not look. He's not like God.
所以神的灵在人的里面要有发表，要有功用。
So the spirit within man, it has to be functional, has to be able to express itself.
但是如果一个人啊，他就是像一个机器人，没有思想、情感、意志。
If a person is like a robot without mind, emotions, and will,
那无论他多么有力量，无论他多么有能力啊，就算他里面有这个灵，却没有发表出来，那他仍然不像是。
So no matter how powerful or how flexible or how capable he is, even though the Spirit of God is within him but cannot be expressed, he is not like God.
一个机器人是没有办法发表神的灵的。
A robot cannot manifest and express the Spirit of God.
所以神造人有一个特别的设计。
So there is a specific, special design when God is creating man.
在创世纪二章第七节那里说到。
In Genesis chapter 2 verse 7,
耶和华用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了活的，有灵的活人。
And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being.
这里说到有灵的活人，这个原文应该翻译为活的魂。
The living being here in the original text, it should be translated as a living soul.
对，这个英文翻译的非常好 ，become a living soul.
Now, the English translation is very good. A living soul.
活的魂。
A living soul.
神造人不但把灵放在他的里面，而且让他有一个活的魂的生命。
God created man, not only put the spirit in him, but also give him a life, a living soul.
也就是说，人有思想、情感、意志，有自由的意志。
Which means man will have the mind, emotions, and will, and a free will.
人应该有这个自由的意志，他可以做自由的选择。
Because of the free will, they can make their free choices.
唯有一个魂，也就是思想、情感、意志，能够被里面的神的灵所支配的人，才能够充分的发表神的灵。
Only one person whose soul, which is his mind, emotions, and will, can be dominated by the Spirit of God within. He can fully express and demonstrate the Spirit of God.
也只有这样，人才能够像神，有神的形象。
And in that way, only that way, he can be like God. He can be in the likeness of God.
所以神对人有一个特别的尊重，他赋予人有自由的意志。
So God has this special honor to man. He gave man the free will.
他让人可以做自由的选择，甚至这个选择可以是与神的旨意相违背的。
He let man to be able to make their free choices, even though the choices sometimes are against God.
因为神要得着的人是他所尊重的人。
Because the people God wants is the one that he will honor.
是魂的生命被里面的神的灵所支配，让神的灵可以充分的发表的人。
The man whose soul can be dominated by the Spirit of God and can express the Spirit of God.
只有神所尊重的人才能够像神，有神的形象。
Only the men who are honored by God can be like him, can have the image of him.
当然神赋予人自由的意志，尊重人自由的选择。
Now, God gave men the free will and respect their free choices.
这当然不是，绝不是说神就任凭人了。
But it's definitely not just let them to do whatever they want.
能把人就放在伊甸园里面远远的观看就好了。
Or just to put people in the Garden of Eden and watch them from a distance.
神有一个美好的计划。
God has a very, has a good plan for it.
他有一个特别的安排，叫人可以来选择遵行他的旨意，可以来走那个生命的路。
He has a special arrangement that people is able to choose the way to follow his will.
他把生命树放在了伊甸园的里面。
He has put the tree of life into the Garden of Eden.
生命树的果子正是预表的基督丰盛的生命。
Now the fruit of the tree of life is a type of the abundant life of Christ.
生命树就是预表的基督的生命的道路。
Now the way of the life, the tree of life represents the life of the way of life.
神的旨意是要让基督的生命在人的里面不断的成长。
So God's will is to have the life of Christ to gradually to slowly grow within man.
好让人的魂的生命能够越来越多的被神的灵所支配。
Then more and more his soul can be controlled and dominated by the Spirit of God.
但是如果伊甸园里面只有一棵树，一条路。
But if there is only one tree, one way.
那人就算是吃了生命树的果子，走了生命的道路，这不是出于人的自由的选择。
Even though man chose to eat the tree from the life, the tree of life, the fruit from the tree of life, it's, and walked on the way of life, but this is not out of his free will.
这不是出于人自由意志的拣选。
This is not a choice from his free will.
因为只有一棵树，一条路。
Because there is only one tree, one way.
所以神在伊甸园里面因此也放了另外一棵分别善恶树。
So God put another tree in the garden, which is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
分别善恶树所代表的就是人的魂在里面，在人的里面作王。
So the tree of the knowledge of good and evil represents the way that people let the soul to be the king.
所以人如果拣选分别善恶树，就是让人的魂在里面作王。不受约束的自由的发表。
If men chose that tree, that means people let their soul to be the king within, and then you express himself without limitations.
人要自己来定善恶的标准，而不是依从神的标准。
And he will set up the standard of good and evil all by himself, not according to God's standard.
所以我们回到我们一开始所讨论的问题。
So let's get back to the first question we need to think about.
神为什么要在伊甸园里面放分别善恶树呢？
Why would God put this tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the garden?
因为神所造的人要有神的形象，要像神。
Because man created by God needs to be made in his image, according to the likeness of him.
神不要人像机器人一样。
God doesn't want us to be like a robot.
机器人就算再有能力，也不可能有神的性情，不可能像神。
No matter how powerful and capable he is, he would never have the divine nature of God.
神也不要人如像那个行尸走肉一般的那个奴才。
And God doesn't want us to be a slave like a walking dead.
奴才就算100%的能够遵行神的旨意，也不过是出于惧怕和利益而已。
Even a slave can 100% follow the will of God, but that is only out of his fear and benefit.
一个如行尸走肉一般的奴才只能够趴在地上，不会有神属天荣耀的形象。
That kind of slave can only lie down on the ground, will never have the image of God.
所以神尊重人，他赋予人自由的意志。
So God honors people, he gives them the free will.
他盼望人能够在自由的意志里面拣选生命。
And hoping that they can choose the life out of their free will.
能够在自由意志里面甘心遵从神的旨意。
And out of his free will, they can follow God's will.
这样的人是神所尊重的人。
That kind of person is honored by God.
只有神所尊重的人才能够活出神的形象。
Only the men who are honored by God can live out the image of God.
才能够成就神在人身上所定的永恒的旨意。
And can fulfill this eternal purpose God has put on man.
所以神在伊甸园里面放了两棵树。
So God put two trees in the garden.
生命树和分别善恶树。
The tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
人有自由的意志，可以拣选生命的路，拣选生命树。
Man has the free will to choose the life of the way of life and the tree of life.
拣选生命的路，就是让基督在自己的生命中作王，成为神所尊重的人。
Choosing the way of life means you let Christ to be the king of your life.
人也可以拣选分别善恶树。
And then we can either choose the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
拣选分别善恶树，就是让自己的魂作王，成为神所厌恶的人。
Choosing that tree means that you let your soul to be the king and to be the one that God despised.
神在历世历代都呼召他忠心的仆人拣选走生命的道路。
Through generations to generations, God is calling his faithful servants to choose the way of life.
他呼召他的仆人能够成为他所尊重的人。
And calling his servants to be the one he can honor.
那谁是神所尊重的人？
Now who are the people honored by God?
我们来看圣经中有两个人物。
Now take a look at two figures in Bible.
你首先来看亚伯拉罕。
First of all is Abraham.
在创世纪十八章里面记载了神向亚伯拉罕显现。
So in Genesis chapter 18, the Bible records that God appeared to Abraham.
神告诉亚伯拉罕，撒拉将要生一个儿子。
God told Abraham that Sarah is going to have a son.
然后呢，他又告诉亚伯拉罕，他对索多玛、俄摩拉的审判。
Then he also told Abraham that the judgment will be fall onto Sodom and Gomorrah.
在十八章十七节里面，神说。
In chapter 18, verse 17.
我要做的事，岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢？
God says, shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing?
在神的计划，特别是他审判的计划，是代表着神在主宰万有的权柄。
So God's plan, especially the plan of judgment, represents His authority over all creations.
但即使是代表着神主宰万有的权柄的审判的计划。
Even that big plan, he will tell Abraham.
神说，我所要做的事，岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢？
God said, shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing?
在这里我们看见神是何等的尊重亚伯拉罕。
Now we can see that how honorable Abraham was before God.
而且在这里，神也告诉我们为什么他要这样尊重亚伯拉罕。
And here also, God also told us why He honored Abraham so much.
十八、十九节，这里说到，亚伯拉罕必要成为强大的国，地上的万国都必因他得福。我眷顾他，为要叫他吩咐他的众子和他的眷属遵行我的道，秉公行义，使我所应许亚伯拉罕的话都成就了。
Verse 18 and 19, God says, Since Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessing him. For I have known him, in order that he may command his children and his household after him, that they keep the way of the Lord, to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him.
那我们都知道，在亚伯拉罕的一生中，他面对了许多重要的抉择。
We all know that through Abraham's life, he has faced a lot of important choices.
他凭着信心，跟从神的引领，他做了许多正确的选择。
So by faith, he has followed the leading of God and made the right choices.
当然，他有过失败。
Of course, he had a lot of failures.
但是在许多重要的、非常重大的拣选的面前，他做了正确的拣选。
And before all those important choices, he chose the right one.
当他蒙神的呼召，离开他的父家的时候
，When he received the calling from God and then departed from the land of his father,
他凭着信心相信神的应许，他还不知道要到哪里去，他就出去了。
By faith, he believed the promise of God, and then he didn't know where he was going, but he just departed from his land.
他拣选离开祖辈的产业，到神所应许的迦南地去做寄居的。
He chose to leave the land of his father and to the promised land of God to be a sojourner.
离开祖辈的产业，去一个完全陌生的地方做寄居的，不容易。
He left the land of his father and to get to a very strange land to be a sojourner, which is very hard.
亚伯拉罕他在世的日子，他在神所应许他的迦南地，他一直是做寄居的。
So he was a foreigner, stranger when he was alive, and then to the promised land, which is the land of Canaan.
那除了买希伯伦的麦比拉田做他和撒拉的坟地以外，他在迦南地没有得土地为产业。
So, except for the field and the cave of Machpelah that he bought for as the burial place for him and Sarah, he did not get any inheritance from that land.
但是我们看见他的一生，因着他向神的坚定不移的信心，他选择留在迦南地做寄居的。
But because of the strong will, the strong faith toward God, he chose to be a sojourner in the land of Canaan.
在希伯来书里面，我们看见他凭着信心看见了神将要赐给他的后裔的应许之地。
In the book of Hebrews, we see that he waited for this. He has seen this place that God has promised him as the promised land.
他看见了，并且等候那座有根基的神。
就是神所经营所建造的。
He has seen and waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
当亚伯拉罕年老，在人看来身体如同已死的时候。
So when Abraham was old and his body seemed dead to people, to humans,
他拣选相信神的应许，满心相信神的旨意必定成就。
He chose to believe in God's promise and was fully convinced that God's will would be accomplished.
当神试验亚伯拉罕，叫他献以撒。
So when God tested Abraham, asking him to offer Isaac as a burnt offering,
亚伯拉罕仍然坚定信心，他拣选遵行神的旨意。
Abraham still held fast his faith and followed his will.
他相信神的应许不会改变。
He believed that his promise will never change.
所以神指着亚伯拉罕说，亚伯拉罕要成为强大的国。
So he said that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation.
地上的万国都要因亚伯拉罕得福。
And all the nations on the earth will be blessing him.
罗马书四章里面说到，凡效法亚伯拉罕之信的，就得以成为后世。
So in the book of Romans chapter 4, it says, those who are of the faith of Abraham are the descendants.
亚伯拉罕向着神坚定不移的信心，让他能够拣选生命。拣选遵行神的旨意。
So Abraham's steadfast faith toward God make him to be able to choose life, to choose following the Lord.
因着这些拣选，他成为神所尊重的人。
Because all those choices he made, he has become the man God honors.
那我们再来看另外一位神所尊重的人。
Now let's take a look at another one who was honored by God, Moses.
在民数记十二章。当亚伦、米利暗因着摩西所娶的古实女子轻看他。
So in the book of Numbers chapter 12, when Aaron, Miriam, despised Moses because of the Ethiopian woman Moses married.
这个古实女子可能是摩西最早在米甸的时候他所娶的最早的妻。
Who might be the first wife he married when back to the land of Midian?
亚伦米利暗轻看他，诽谤他，并且挑战摩西的权柄。
Aaron and Miriam despised him and then slandered him, also challenged his authority.
这时候我们看见摩西好像没有任何的反应。
But at that time, we saw that Moses didn't seem to have any reaction.
圣经上说，摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
The Bible says.Now then, the man Moses was very humble, more than all men who were on the face of the earth.
这就是神的仆人摩西。
That is the servant of God, Moses.
当人诋毁神、诽谤神、得罪神的时候，
when men slandered God, despised and sinned against God,
摩西马上起来为神勇敢的征战，毫不畏惧。
Moses would rise up and then fight bravely for him.
但是当人
Without fear.
当人诋毁他，轻看摩西的时候，我们没有看到摩西有任何的反应。
But when men slandered and despised Moses, we didn't see any response from him.
摩西没有任何的反应，但是神马上有非常厉害的反应。
Moses didn't react, but God immediately had a reaction.
神立时向亚伦、米利暗和摩西显现。
He appeared to Aaron, Miriam, and Moses.
18章第八节，神说：“我要与他，也就是摩西，面对面说话，乃是明说，不用谜语，并且他必见我的形象。”
So chapter 12, verse 8, God said, "I speak with him face to face, even plainly, and not in dark sayings, and he sees the form of the Lord."
所以你看见摩西在神的面前是何等的尊贵。
Now we can see how honorable Moses was before God.
神要与他面对面如朋友一般的说话。
God is speaking to him face to face like speaking to a friend.
不对他有任何的隐藏。
Hide nothing from him.
并且摩西要在神属天的荣耀里面与神同在。
And Moses will be with God in heavenly glory.
而且不仅如此，神不仅在话语上显明摩西在他面前是何等的尊贵。
So God not only verbally manifested that how honorable Moses was.
神审判的手马上就临到了轻看他的人。
But also God's judgment will be fall onto the people who despised Moses.
米利暗立时就长了大麻风。
Suddenly, Miriam became leprous.
是摩西在神面前苦苦的为他祈求，他才得以医治。
And was only healed because Moses cried out and prayed to God.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十二节那里说到。
So in the book of Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 12.
弟兄们，我们劝你们尊重那在你们中间劳苦的人，就是在主里面治理你们、确见你们的。
And we urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you.
神不是在这里像说客气话一样。
So God is not just saying it slightly or casually.
这是神很严肃的命令。
That is His word, our serious command.
那神为什么这样尊重摩西呢
？So why would God honor Moses so much？
在希伯来书十一章里面，神对摩西有一个非常好的总结。
So there is a very good summary from God to Moses in Book of Hebrews chapter 11.
摩西因着信神，他就拣选与神的百姓同受苦害。
So by faith, Moses chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God.
他宁可与神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿在埃及暂时享受最终之乐。
He chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.
他看为基督所受的凌辱比埃及的财物还要更加宝贵。
Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt.
摩西能够恒心忍耐，拣选跟从神的旨意。
And Moses endured and chose to follow the will of God.
因为他如同看见了那不能看见的主。
Because he has seen him who is invisible.
他有一个 不同一般人的看见。
He has the vision which is different from other people.
看见了那不能够看见的主。
He has seen him who is invisible.
而且不仅如此。
Not only so.
摩西接受神的托付，就在神的家诚然尽忠。
So Moses accepted God's entrustment and faithfully, and faith being faithful in his house.
摩西忠心的传讲神的话，忠心的带领神的百姓。
Moses faithfully preached his words and then faithfully led the people of God.
希伯来书三章五到六节。
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 5 to 6.
摩西为仆人，在神的全家诚然尽忠，为要证明将来必传说的事。但基督为儿子，治理神的家。
And Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which would be spoken afterward, but Christ as the Son over his own house.
是希伯来书三章五到六节。
This is Hebrews chapter 3, verse 5 to 6.
摩西是在整本圣经里面第一个被称为神人的人。
Moses was the first man in the Bible who was called the man of God.
因为在他的身上实在是让人看到了神的形象。
Because we can truly see the image of God on Moses.
在摩西的身上同时有先知。有祭司和君王的职分。
So simultaneously, Moses has the ministries as a prophet, priest, and king.
在他身上，我们可以隐隐约约的看到基督的形象。
On him, we can see the shadow, the image of Christ.
他在以色列就神的百姓中诚然尽忠。
He was truly faithful among the people of Israel.
这是基督建造教会的预表。
Was the type of Christ.Christ building of the church.
一个忠心服侍神，彰显神儿子荣耀的人，是神所尊重的人。
A person who served God faithfully and demonstrates the glory of God's Son, God honors that kind of person.
也许我们会觉得，亚伯拉罕是信心之父，摩西是神人，好像都离我们太远了。
So sometimes we may think that Abraham is the father of faith and Moses the man of God. They are so high and far from us.
他们都太高了，我们只能够远远的瞻仰。
They are so high and then we can just look up from afar.
我们不可能达到。
We can never reach it.
但是神的应许和选召对我们每一个属神的子民都是一样的，都是不改变的。
But God's calling and the chosen is different to all the people will never change.
神所要得着每一个所生的儿女，都要成为他所尊重的人。
God wants to obtain all His children to be the one He honors.
你要成为他配得他所尊重的人。
And also worthy of His honor.
这是神在我们身上不改变的旨意。
This is the will of God on us will never change.
约翰福音十二章二十五节，我们刚刚读过的。
So in John chapter 12 verse 25.
主耶稣说：“爱惜自己生命的，就失丧生命；在这世上恨恶自己生命的，就要保守生命到永生。”
Lord says, "He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life."
我们当然我们都知道，这前面一个生命是指的魂的生命。
And we all know that the earlier life is refers to the life of soul.
然后后面一个生命是指的。基督的生命,
and the latter one refers to the life of spirit, the life of Christ.
愿意放下自己魂的生命的，要得着灵的生命。
Who are willing to give up the life of soul will receive the life of Christ, life of spirit.
这样的人要成为神所尊重的人。
And that kind of person will be the one who God honors.
一个神所尊重的人是甘心乐意拣选基督的人。
A person who are honored by God will have the willingness to choose Christ.
愿意拣选基督的生命成为自己生活的实际的人。
And he is willing to choose Christ to be the reality of his life.
亚伯拉罕能够从远处望见且欢喜的迎接。
Abraham was able to see and welcome them from a distance.
摩西能够恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。
And Moses was able to endure and see him who is invisible.
他们都见证了属神的儿女要能够拣选基督。
They all have testified that the children of God will be able to choose is able to choose Christ.
要能够凡事尊主为大，遵行神的旨意。
And can obey God's will on everything.
首先是在信心里面能够看见主。
They need to firstly see the Lord through faith.
我们都知道，一个正常的人的眼目对他的影响是非常的巨大的。
And we all know that for a normal person, what people see can have a great impact on him.
据统计，一个正常的人在他的一生中，80%-85%的知识都是通过眼目所得到的。
So according to statistics, about 80-85% of a person's life knowledge is obtained through what he sees with his eyes.
那当然很自然的，当人面对一个拣选的时候，眼目对他的思想、情感、意志的影响是巨大的。
So naturally, when a person are facing a choice, what he sees will have a great influence and impact to his mind and thoughts.
他很容易就在因着眼见在自己的思想、情感、意志的里面做拣选。
So he is naturally and easy for him to make a choice in his mind and thoughts.
但是我们也知道，人的眼见是受空间、受自己能力所限的。
However, we all know that what a human eye can perceive is limited by space and human capabilities.
我们的眼见常常是非常的片面的。
And often what we see is partial.
举一个例子。
Take a example.
我们的人的眼睛，我们看见这个灿烂的星空，非常的浩瀚宏伟。
So the brilliant starry sky that the human eye can perceive already seems vast and magnificent.
但是如果我们用现代的太空望远镜去看这个星空的话。
However, if you were to observe it through a modern advanced space telescope,
那你就会发现，原来这个非常美丽、非常宏伟的星空，比自己眼睛所看的还要更加浩瀚。更加宏伟，千百万倍。
Then you would discover that this beautiful starry sky is actually 1,000 or even millions of times vaster and more magnificent than what we see with our eyes.
因为很简单，我们人所看到的可见光，只是各种星体所发的光线的非常微小的一部分。
That's easy because the visible light that the human eye can see is only a tiny fraction of the light emitted by various celestial bodies.
所以星光里面的光线这么多。 我们人眼只能看到这么一点点。
So there are so many lights and in the starry night, but we can see a tiny fraction.
而现在太空望远镜能够看到可见光以外的红外线和紫外线波段的。
Well, the modern space telescope can detect light beyond the visible spectrum, including the ultraviolet and the infrared wavelength. They are able to capture much more.
那当然看到的就要多得多。
So they are able to capture a lot.
而且不仅如此，人的眼睛所看到的是暂时的、现在的。
Not only that, but the human eyes can see only the present things.
人的眼睛看不到将来的
cannot,
看不到永恒的
they cannot perceive the future, the eternal thing.
而所见的是暂时的所不见的是永远的
For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
属灵的事物是关乎整体的关乎将来的永远的
So the spiritual matters concern the whole, the future, and the eternal things.
我们的人的眼见常常就成为我们属灵的信心的拦阻。
So what we can see with our eyes always become the hindrance to our vision in spirit.
信心的看见就是操练我们属灵的眼睛。
So vision by faith is the practice of training the eyes of our spirit.
属灵眼睛就是我们里面的信心，越过我们自己的外面的眼见。
The eyes of the spirit is our faith within, which can transcend the limitations of our physical eyes.
让我们能够用我们属灵的眼睛看见我们荣耀的主
allowing us to see the glorious Lord
看见主要我们所做的
and the things he wants us to do
让我们所看见的
wants us to see
比如在养育儿女的过程中
for example, when we are raising our child
在我们知道我们养育儿女我们常常需要有信心的看见
when we are raising our child, we always need this vision by faith
我们常常要学习向其死，向神活过来。
Always need to learn how to die to ourselves and live to our God.
我想在这个弯曲背扭的末世，每一个做父母的或多或少都有相同的感受。
I believe that every parent, to some extent, shares this similar feeling in this crooked and challenging generation.
在这个时代，无论是做父母的还是孩子。太不容易了。
In this age, both parents to our children are so difficult.
孩子们面对太多的诱惑。
The children are facing so many temptations.
仇敌有太多的黑暗。
There are too many darkness from the enemy.
抓住我们的孩子。
Are capturing our kids.
当我们的孩子还小的时候，他们还能够听我们安排他们的时间的时候。
When they are still small, they can still follow what we have arranged for them.
我们常常要面对许多的拣选。
We are still facing a lot of choices.
要安排他们参加多少课外活动，参加什么课外活动
？How many extracurricular activities they should have, and what kind of activities they should have?
很多小朋友的父母们常常很迷惑，迷茫。
So a lot of parents just get lost.
如果给孩子们安排课外活动太多。不但孩子忙，大人也忙，最后不知道忙什么。
Yeah. If we arrange a lot of curriculum, extracurriculum activities for the kids, both parents and the kids are so busy, not knowing what we're busy for.
可是安排太少呢，又担心孩子们在家里面无所事事，整天打电子游戏。
If there are too few, and then we will have this concern that the children will, might be stuck at home with nothing to do or spend the entire day playing video games.
我们实在要求神来开我们里面的眼睛，让我们有信心的看见。
We truly need to pray to God to open our inner eyes to have this vision by faith.
让我们看见，在信心里面看到我们的孩子，他一生的主宰是我们的主。
And encourage us to see that our Lord, He is the sovereign Lord of our children's lives.
我们要求神赐给我们智慧，好像我们知道。怎么样合神心意的来陪伴我们孩子的成长
？We need to pray to God to give us wisdom so that we may know how to accompany our children's growth in a way that aligns with God's will.
求神让我们能够有属灵的看见，看见我们的主， 好除去我们里面养育儿女的焦虑。
Give us this vision by faith, and to remove the anxiety, feeling about raising our children.
当孩子还长大一些了。
When the kids get older.
我们对孩子的影响似乎越来越少了。
And then, we have our impact, our influences on children gets less and less.
我们孩子在这个世界里面受世界的影响。
And our kids are influenced and affected by the world.
就是我们看见孩子被世界的风俗所裹挟。
We see that our children are captured by the trend of the world.
他们的心被世界所吸引、欺骗。
And attracted and attracted and deceived by the world.
他们随从了今世的风俗，似乎被这个世界所掳去，被世界所苦害的时候。
They follow the trends of the world and be harmed by it.
我们无论说什么，他们好像都听不进去。
What we say, they will never listen.
我们做什么，他们似乎也没有看见。
And they won't see what we do.
好像。不是无睹，我们该怎么办呢？
They can't see it. What can we do?
我们是选择继续唠唠叨叨的不断的抱怨孩子吗？
Do we choose to continue nagging and complaining to our kids?
唠叨孩子，孩子不会回头的。
Nagging won't make the child turn back.
唠叨只会让孩子更加的远离父母，并且连带的远离神。
It will only drive them further away from their parents and consequently from God.
唠叨抱怨，孩子不会听的。
So children will listen to your nagging or complaining.
神就更不会听了。
Let alone God.
所以我们唠叨抱怨不过是在自言自语而已。
And our nagging and complaining are just talking to ourselves.
那或者我们就选择放弃吧。
Or if we just choose to give up.
我们指望着孩子长大了，也许就好一些了。
Hoping when they're going, when they're getting older, they will be good.
你看前段时间社会上流行的词 "Let it go."
So, just like the phrase "Let it go" recently getting very popular in the society.
放了自己吧，让别难为自己了。
It means to let go of your own struggles and not making things harder for yourself.
可是这样，孩子的问题就解决了吗？
But does that solve the problem of our kids?
我们不过是在自己欺骗自己啊。
We're just deceiving ourselves.
我们乃是要 go back to Jesus.
We need to go back to Jesus.
我们要回到我们信心的源头。
We need to go back to the source of our faith.
要回到我们信心的源头，我们的主耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
我们要求。神来开我们里面的眼睛。
We need to pray that God will open our inner eyes.
我们要看到我们的主才是我们孩子的一生的主宰。
So we can see that deeply He loves the child and He is the sovereign Lord of our kids.
我们要看到我们的主是何等的爱我们的孩子。
To see how much He loves our children.
要看到我们的主在我们的孩子身上有何等美好的心意。
And see and understand the wonderful plans and intentions He has for the children.
希伯来书三章十四节告诉我们，要将起初确实的信心坚持到底。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 14 told us to hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end.
我们要思想，当我们从前还不认识神，甚至与神为仇为敌的时候。
We need to reflect on how we once lived when we are still enemies of God.
当我们还活在世界的辖制里面，活在仇敌的控告的里面之下的时候。
When we once lived ensnared by the world and under the devil's control.
是许多弟兄姊妹们在信心里面不断地向神祷告，把我们从世界的网络的里面攀拉出来。
It was many brothers and sisters in their steadfast faith prayed earnestly and brought us before God.
是弟兄姊妹们在信心里面的祷告，把我们把那个信神、依靠神的信心放在了我们的里面。
It was their prayers that placed in us the faith to trust in the Lord.
让我们信靠主，成为他蒙怜悯的、蒙他的怜悯，成为蒙爱的儿女。
To trust in the Lord, to look to His mercy, and to receive salvation, to become the beloved children of God.
我们也要把这起初确实的信心坚持到底。
We need to hold fast to that beginning confidence.
我们要用同一个信心横切不住的祷告。
And we need to use that same faith to pray earnestly.
求主让我们看见他的生命之路。
May the Lord let us to see His way of life.
让我们知道怎么样来跟随他。
And how to follow Him.
求主施恩的手。把我们的孩子带到主的面前。
And also, His merciful hand can bring our children before Him.
那时间的缘故，我后面还有一段，我就跳过了。
I will skip the next section of my message.
主说，凡尊重我的，我必尊重他。
So Lord said, for those who honor me, I will honor.
神创造人，把荣耀的形象赐给人。
God created man and gave His glorious image to the man.
神实在是要得着他所尊重的人。
To obtain the person that he honors.
神所尊重的人是在自由的意志里面，甘心乐意的走主的生命之路。
Man honored by God is the one who can choose the way of life in his free will.
拣选主的生命之路，凡是尊主为大的人。
To choose the way of life of Christ and magnifies the Lord on everything.
是遵行主的旨意，配得他的尊重的人。
And follow His will and worthy of His honor.
那我们既是属神的儿女，我们要在信心里面看见主。
We are children of God. We need to see Him in our faith.
让我们能够舍己跟从主，忠心的侍奉他。
May we are willing to sacrifice ourselves and follow Him, serve Him faithfully.
神既开恩，让我们成为他蒙爱的儿女。
Since He has already had the mercy on us to let us become children of God.
他也必保守我们进入他的永远的旨意的里面。
And He will keep us into His glorious purpose.
能够成为他所尊重的人。
To become the one He honors.
好，我们一起低头一边祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
好，主，我们感谢你，把生命之道指教我们。
Lord, we thank you that you have given us the way of life.
你在我们身上的计划是何等的成全。
Your plan on us is so complete and pure.
你的手段何等的巧妙。
And your work is so amazing and wondrous.
把我们引到你 的生命之路上
，leading us onto your way of life，
把我们再带到你的慈恩的宝座前
，and on leading us before your merciful throne，
让我们做你蒙爱的儿女
，to become the children of God，
成为你所尊重的仆人
，and to become the safe servants that you honor，
我能够在你宝座的面前，我们得着那荣耀的冠冕
，and become and before your throne we can gain this glorious throne。
这是你在每一个蒙爱的儿女们身上的美好的心愿。
This is a good plan and desire upon your children.
主来制作我们，引领我们。
May you make us do the work on us and lead us.
让我们凡事尊主为大，遵行你的旨意。
May we magnify the Lord on everything and follow your word.
能够成为你所尊重的人。
And become the ones that you honor.
我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.